Going back to the, you said in your opening, you said that this was is regrettable, premature, and undermines our shared goal. Whose shared goal? Who shares this goal other than the 13 other countries that voted with you? Yeah.
Countries all over the international system share the goal of a Palestinian state in secure borders.
How could they possibly do something that you say is so horrible and detrimental to that process? Yeah. How can you still count on them as sharing this goal?
You'll have to speak to them about why they made the decision that they made. We considered that this was, as I said, regrettable, premature, and undermines the prospect of getting where we want to go. And that's what we're concerned about.
Okay. And how does it undermine exactly? How does it undermine the prospect of where you want to go?
The concern is that it creates tensions when all of us should be concerting our efforts to get the parties back to the table.
The only thing it does is it upsets Israel, and it triggers this law that you said that will require you to stop funding UNESCO. Is there anything else? There's nothing that changes on the ground, is there?
Our concern is that this could exacerbate the environment, which we're trying to work through so that the parties will get back to the table.
How exactly does it exacerbate the environment if it changes nothing on the ground, unlike, say, construction of settlements? It changes nothing on the ground. It gives the Palestine membership in UNESCO, which is a body that the U.S. was so unconcerned about for many years that it just wasn't even a member.
Well, I think you know that this administration is committed to UNESCO, rejoined UNESCO,
right,
wants to see UNESCO's work go forward.
Well, actually, it was the last administration that rejoined UNESCO, not this one. But I need to have some kind of clarity on how this undermines the peace process, other than the fact that it upsets Israel.
Again, we are trying to get both of these parties back to the table. That's what we've been doing all along. That was the basis for the president's speech in May, basis of the diplomacy that the quartet did through the summer, the basis of the statement that the quartet came out with in September. So in that context, we have been trying to improve the relationship between these parties, improve the environment between them, and we are concerned that we exacerbate tensions with this, and it makes it harder to get the parties back to
the
table.
Since the talks broke off last September until today, how many times have they met together? With all your effort?
How many times have the parties met?
Yes.
I think you know the answer to that question.
Correct.
It doesn't